This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And good morning. Another check-in with an area lawmaker. Of course, the Oregon State Legislature in session, most of that virtually right now. But joining us via phone, State Representative David Brock-Smith. He represents parts of Douglas County along with the South Coast and a wide area here in the region. Good morning. Thanks for being on.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well,
welcome. And good morning from your House District 1 office from Salem.
Well, talk about legislation that you've introduced. I saw that as soon as I came in this morning, the COVID Business Equity Act. Talk about that.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Kyle. So House Bill 3177 is really a business equity act for our restaurants and other indoor physical activity and recreation fitness establishments. You have the governor that has mandates on these businesses across the state, and it was really insult to injury as a former restaurant and bar owner to have her open up lottery, but not being able to order a soda or a burger while you're playing those video poker machines, which generate revenue for the state. The restaurants do a fantastic job in regards to sanitary conditions. And so if you have 6-foot social distancing requirements in the big box stores, let's say, and you have folks, hundreds of folks, in any given hour going through them, those same conditions should be applied across all business sectors.
And talk about a little bit about your restaurant background and being involved in this area.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, my grandfather retired from the logging industry in 1970 and bought a piece of property in Port Orford. It was 4 shops back then. It was Jensen's Music Store. It was a barber shop, a shoe store, and he built the Port and Starboard Restaurant and Lounge. And my family and I had it for nearly 45 years before we sold it back in 2015 because I became the county commissioner for Curry and my parents had to come out of retirement as I couldn't do both. And so, Kyle, we have been out of session, and Douglas County and their commissioners have been doing a fantastic job pushing back against the state and the Oregon Health Authority in regards to protecting not only Roseburg residents, but also making sure that those businesses can remain open within the guidelines of the governor. And, of course, you've been open now. But it's as the legislature has been out of session, we're here now. And it's up to the legislature to provide policy and draft policy for the state. We weren't able to do so when we were out of session. Now we're here, and now it's time to lead in this area.
And you introduced this yesterday, correct?
I did, and working with the ORLA and others, we just crafted a very simple piece of legislation that just says that during this pandemic and the COVID emergencies related to the COVID-19 pandemic, the governor may not close or impose restrictions under the ORS or ORSs that are allowing her to do so for the following types of businesses, which are eating and drinking establishments and indoor physical recreation. Now, she may, of course, impose physical distancing requirements as she does in other areas, require barriers or partitions between booths and so forth. But she has to impose these generally applicable requirements on individuals and physical distancing mass requirements across the broad spectrum of businesses that are open.
Looking at the state unemployment data, clearly leisure and hospitality, which includes restaurants and bars, et cetera, have been hit very hard, and for a lot of them as well, as risk levels have changed, and Douglas County has remained at high risk for a number of weeks now, but other counties have gone back and forth. We've gone back and forth in different criteria. And I know talking to some of the local restaurant folks here, that's been very hard, especially to do things like plan, order food, have employees know when they're working, when they're not. So is your thought that whatever is put out there in terms of dealing with the COVID-19 situation needs to be more of an apples-to-apples approach and not so much with different rules for different sectors?
Exactly. I mean, there's no reason why you can go into a grocery store, let's say, and you have a neighbor that's buying zucchini right next to you. You have some self-discipline in following those restaurant guidelines. And when I mean that restaurants are sanitary, there is bleach solution that cleans between dining patrons. There is separations if individuals have to wear their mask going from table to the restroom and so forth. There is no data that supports that restaurants have been prolific in spread COVID. And that comes from the OHA back in November. And so to impact one of our working class, if you will, businesses in the state so horribly, through the holidays and with no end in sight, it's time to have equitable standards across the business sector. If I can go into a grocery store and handle a head of lettuce or a jar of peanut butter and then put it back on the shelf and, go about my shopping experience, but I can't go in with somebody who I live in a household with and have a burger and be 6 to 8 feet away from somebody else, it's not equitable, and it needs to be.
Obviously, you've just introduced it. What's the process from here?
So I am gaining sponsors on the legislation as we speak. Then I requested that it go to Representative Lively's Economic Development and Prosperity Committee so that we can hold a hearing as soon as possible and start legislating. That's what we're here to do. The governor, in the absence of the legislature and in an emergency, the governor sets policy. Well, we're here now, like I said earlier, and it's time for us to do that.
All right, State Representative David Brock-Smith, out of time for now, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, sir.
All right, 8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.